Hello, this is Liv Peterson from Starting Up Now. Thanks for joining us today on KMMP Shift. In this podcast, I have the opportunity to interview L. Brian Jenkins, author of No More Nonprofits, Moving from Dependency to Sustainability. In this episode, we will discuss the value of learning to listen and learning to lead as an entrepreneur. Take a listen and hope you enjoy KMMP Shift. Welcome, Brian. We're going to be discussing Chapter 10 today, Learning to Listen, Learning to Lead. We will discuss the value of learning to listen and lead as an entrepreneur. In the beginning of this chapter, you talk about the story your dad told you before basic training. Can you share that story with us?
Sure. In the summer of 1988, I was sitting on the porch on our stoop with my dad waiting for the Army recruiter to come and pick me up to take me to basic training. I was going to sign up, even though I was at undergrad at the University of Iowa. I was in ROTC program. And signed up as part of our ROTC program is that you had to go to, you know, summer training. And that summer, I was picked up to go to Fort Benning, Georgia. My MOSer was going to be in the infantry. And my dad served for 2 years, volunteered, not drafted, for 2 years in Vietnam as a forward observer with the Marines. And my dad, like many Vietnam veterans, did not talk about his service in Vietnam. Was not something that was, he had some challenges when he came home. He was in, you know, many, many battles. And he did that for 2 years. He actually, he was in a forward observer, but he would often go out with a force recon group that was tagged with his unit. So he was technically force recon. And he saw, you know, some crazy things. And so things that none of us, you know, many people don't even want to talk about ever. You see this oftentimes with veterans from wars or even catastrophic situations that people just go through with life sometime. And so that morning we were sitting on the front porch and he said, very sternly, he was getting ready, you know, was dressed for work. This is early. It's like, you know, 4 a.m. And he said, when you get down to basic and the things that you learn, do whatever they tell you to do. Don't think, react. He said in Vietnam, he's seen so many people lose their lives, lose body parts simply because they didn't listen. And that's something that really stuck to me. That was more than 30 years ago. You know, really learning to listen as a leader is something that will save your life. It may save your organization. It may save the livelihood of those that are around you. And that's a skill. You know,
yes,
for me, I was not always a great listener. I think I've gotten better at that. But sometimes we think we know it all, you know, and that also can be one of the elements of youth. You know, you think you know more than what you really know. In my house, my parents, we grew up with this expression, probably pure African-American expression, but a hard head makes a soft butt. And I heard that all my life. And it's something that, you know, I had to learn through and think through. But for me, I can remember that conversation with my father. It's not about you. You know, it's about others that you are responsible and you are accountable to. So being a good leader requires us to be a good listener. And I'm trying to get better at that.
It's so interesting when you said, you know, listening is a skill. That's so true. It takes time. It takes practice. You have to develop that. You have to be intentional in that process. Because I think a lot of times leaders or entrepreneurs, they just think that, oh, I know how to listen or I know how to lead a team. And it's like, no, you don't really. You have to. You have to develop that. You actually have to practice the art of intentional listening. And it is like a muscle that you have to grow over and over again. So I thought that was really good that you said that. In this chapter, you wrote, leadership demands more than a popular social media profile. Leaders demand substance, credibility, and oftentimes sacrifice. What are some of the sacrifices that you've had to make as a leader?
Wow. I mean, sacrifices in leadership, they never tell you that. It's kind of like the fun and sexy thing to do to start a business and launch something, but they never tell you about the scars that you're going to usually acquire to get it off the ground. And these are things that, you know, I write about in No More that I would not recommend, but these are the things that happened. And I remember being challenged with paying a bill, a personal bill or a business expense. Mm. And coming home to my wife sometimes and saying, hey, you know, I had to pay this personal expense, but the consequence was, well, this bill didn't get paid. And then in turn, you know, when these bills didn't get paid, it was impacting our personal credit. And the one thing that you really find out really quickly is that if you don't have a strong credit score and you're trying to run and operate a business, it's going to be challenging. Yes. Because you pay much higher interest rates. If you're able to even get credit, then you're going to pay much higher interest rates and all the things that come along with having a lower credit score. One of the things that I had to recover from was that particular mistake. Mm. And you have to prioritize your family and be in communication, you know, with your wife, your partner, your significant other about the decisions that you're making for the business. You want to bring them into it versus having them feel the impact of it. It's yeah. a great way also, if you have children, bring them into the business decision. Something that I should have done earlier. I think I'm doing a better job about it now. But when you're launching and when you're running, there's so many things that you have going on. And the challenges that I had with my credit rating was that. Now it's much improved, but I would not sacrifice that again if I could do it over again.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good. Thanks for sharing that story. Mm-hmm. And going back to this quote, you say leadership demands more than a popular social media profile. I want to talk about that because yeah. earlier in the chapters, you talked about how, you know, social media is the way that people are running business. Mm-hmm. It's the way that you're marketing. It's yeah. the image that people see. It's like, yeah. it's everything. It's taken off. So how do you feel like you do a good job of being consistent on social media mm-hmm. and consistent with your marketing of who you are mm-hmm. and who your business is and sure. who you are in real life?
I want to make sure our social media equates to who we are. You know what I mean? I don't want to be something that we're not. And I see that
yes.
a lot of times yes. because people look at a person's social media profile. I mean, we have great people that help us with our social media, but you can also mislead people,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
With your social media. Sometimes people position themselves, have accomplished a lot more than they actually have simply because they have a high profile
mm-hmm. or a
lot of followers and things. What I would suggest is that, similar to in The Wizard of Oz, you pull those covers back and you look behind and say, does their profile match up with their accomplishments? Mm. And it's not saying that someone can't have a great social media profile, but oftentimes you don't see the level of expertise or accomplishment that sometimes their social media profile may suggest. Mm. So it's again related to that element of integrity in the character. Because one of the things that we don't want to position ourselves is to be something that we're not
yeah.
or something or position ourselves to accomplish something that we haven't. Mm. That's something that's really, really important to me, that we stay true, we stay consistent within who we are as an organization, but also that also means that we do that as leaders, you know, within the organization as well.
Something I think I really appreciate from seeing your social media or entrepreneurity is that you're always really honest with what it took to get to this place or like the mistakes that you've made, even in this podcast, mm-hmm. being honest in your book mm-hmm. about these are some of the challenges or things that I had to overcome. These yeah. were the opportunities for growth, mm-hmm. right? Because on social media, a lot of times you're only seeing the highlight reels
Absolutely.
Of people's lives
yeah.
or the best or the accomplishments.
Right. Right. Right.
And sometimes I think leaders are like, well, it's going to make me seem weak if I show
sure.
that side of myself.
Yeah. yeah. It's interesting. In my book, Starting Up Now, one of the challenges that some people had when it comes to the section or the chapter on bio, your biography, and it really forces people to get real with who they are.
Yeah.
Because when you're interacting oftentimes with an investor or a donor beyond the surface, they can read everything they want to read about the mission and the vision of the organization, but they want to know who you are, you know. What have you accomplished? Mm. You know, what trials, what tribulations, you know, what chasms have you had to cross, and how did that impact you as a person? They want to deal with you. And sometimes You know, you can't see that always in a social media profile.
Yeah.
If you want to look and see what our coffee shops look like between Overflow and Common Cup, you can walk in the door. If you want to come into Moxie and see what an enterprise co-working space looks like, 1449 South Michigan, you can actually come and see. And that is really, really important that it's tangible as much as it can be. Our software, you can log in to Skill Center. You know, we're not talking about what could be. We're talking about what actually is. As far as their social media profile or their accomplishments, that should be able to be backed up. Just like when you go apply for a loan or a business loan, you can say, you know, all these nice things, but what they want to see is they want to see 2 to 3 years worth of business activity and finances to back up what your quote unquote profile is telling them, because you can put anything down on the application, but the data should support what you're actually putting down.
The next statement in the book, which says, building businesses and organizations that are built to last require leaders who are built to last.
Sure.
I love that. So in what ways have you had to adjust as a leader to become somebody who is built to last for the long haul?
Great question. Several things. Number one, you need to trust the people that you have on your team. And that's something that I learned when I was in the Army. I really remember that you have to trust those you have around you that support you, that want to see you accomplish the goal as a unit. It's something that I learned playing football, and particularly, I remember our coach, Bill King. You know, he was known in Waukegan where I grew up. And Coach King would always say, play your position. Stay in your position. Mm-hmm. Trust the player on your right or on your left to do their job. And so the thing is, if you cannot trust those that are around you, you either have to look at yourself or maybe that's not the right person to have in that position. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I've learned over the years is that as Entrenuity has grown from being 5 or 6 people, that now that we've added coffee shops and co-working space and we have, you know, around 30 people, is that I can't see and deal with every single detail like I used to. I have to be able to trust.
Yes.
I have to be able to equip. I have to be able to resource the people that are running the different divisions and departments to ensure that they have what they need to accomplish what they need to do, which is in turn going to accomplish what the organizational mission and vision is. And so, I mean, I refer back to, you know, in that chapter, Jim Collins's book that came out several years ago called Good to Great. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he looked at is what made good companies great companies. And he uses an analogy of a school bus. And he says different people had different roles and different seats on the bus. Sometimes those seats need to be repositioned in your organization. Sometimes you have to get the right person in the right seat at the right time. Sometimes you'll pull up to a stop and certain people need to get off and certain people need to get on, but the bus is still going to continue to move. Your organization, Entrenuity, you know, I've been the founder and president of Entrenuity since its inception in 1999. But the day's coming, you know, where somebody else will take this over. You know, my goal, I want to help and support as many people as I can, but I do know the day is coming where it'll be time for somebody else to take over. And she or he will be able to take it in a direction that will hopefully still accomplish the goals and objectives, but it doesn't have to look like the same way that I want it to look like. It may be completely different. And we're experiencing that, some of it now. I mean, who would have known when we went on coffee shop? We're launching, you know, we have Moxie Venture Partners. We have the co-working space. These are ideas, but ideas without execution is simply an idea. An idea that just doesn't ever get accomplished. And so the leaders that you have on your team, I mean, I want to make sure they have all the fundamentals that they need in order to be successful at their mission.
Thanks again for joining us today on KMNP Shift, where we discuss the unseen and unspoken barriers you must overcome to do your job. We are always happy to hear from you, so please reach out to us at www.entrenuity.com. Interested in booking a workshop on this content? email us at info@entrenuity.com. Follow us on all social media channels at Entrenuity. And don't forget to grab a copy of your book, No More Nonprofits Moving from Dependency to Sustainability, available on Amazon. Until next time, this is your host, Liv Peterson, with KMNP Shift.